I think it's worth taking a break from our usual cycle in order to be able to focus on the words of Al Hanisim over the days of Hanukkah. Because if we're davening three times a day over the 8 days of Hanukkah, you can add in a couple of Musafim as well. That means we're going to say Al Hanisim in davening 26 times. That's not counting the number of times we'll bench. And seeing as the whole essence of the Yemei HaChanukah are Yemei Hallel V'Hadah, days of praise and thanksgiving, the paragraph of Al Hanisim was inserted davke in the bracha of Haidah of Moedim Anachnu Lach, which is exactly what Rashi says in the Gemara in Shabbos of Chafala from the base, that when they established the Yemei HaChanukah L'Shana Achares Kavaim V'Asa'im Yom Tovim B'Halal B'Haidah, the essence of this whole Yom Tov is a thank you. And Rashi explains what that means, is to read Halal and to say Al Hanisim. Now the question is, which aspect of the Nes, of the miracle, does Al Hanisim focus on? As you read through it, it's very clear. It's all about the military victory. Masarta Giborim Biad Chalashim, the strong into the hands of the weak. And we're not even mentioning the Nes of the Shemen at all. It tells us nowhere that the oil burned for 8 days. The most it says, V'hidliku neiros b'chatzos kedshecha, they lit candles in your holy courtyards, seems to be connected to the line before it, V'pina seichalecha v'tiharos mikdashecha. So it really does not, it's not clear at all that the nace of the shaman of the oil is there in the days of, in Al Hanisim. Perhaps the reason is because Hallel will be said because of the nace of the shaman, of the oil, and Haida'ah, the actual thank you, is for the military victory. So we actually split up Hallel and Haida'ah because there are two aspects to the miracle. There's the military victory and there's the spiritual victory of the menorah. Spiritual victory of the menorah will be taken care of with Hallel. The physical one, that's Haida'ah. So as a continuation of the bracha of Haidah, of thank you, of Moedim, we say Al Hanisim. In fact, some people say V'Al Hanisim, just so that you should know, it's just one long thank you, one long continuation. Al Hanisim for the miracles, a nes, a banner that shows Hashem's presence in the world, a nes, the miracle that we overcame in Nisayon, we overcame a challenge. V'Al HaPurkan, Purkan means redemption. It's the lashon of pidyon, of Hashem redeeming us. We thank Hashem for the miracles, for the redemption. V'al HaGvurais, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing His might. He was the one that fought. Hashem Yilachem Lachem. Hashem was the one that fought for us over Hanukkah. It wasn't about our military might. It was about Hashem's might becoming manifest in the world. V'al HaChuais, well, presumably Teshua, which means salvation, and Purkan, which means redemption, mean the same thing. So perhaps Purkan is something more general, like in the Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was a pidyon, that was a redemption. And after that, when we stood at the sea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the sea for us, that was a Yeshua. So perhaps what it's like, and just to conclude with this, you have someone that's critically ill, that gets out of danger. That's Purkan. But he still might need many different Yeshuas in order to get back to full health. So that's the difference between Purkan and Yeshua, nuances in salvation. More to be continued.